From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. USS Juno has been found. Philanthropist and Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has announced that wreckage of the sunken military ship on which five brothers died in World War II has been discovered in the South Pacific. Wreckage from the USS Juno was found Saturday off the coast of the Solomon Islands with an autonomous underwater vehicle equipped with advanced sonar technology. Crew from the Allen-owned research vessel Petrel then sent down a remotely operated vehicle to inspect the wreckage. Here's the crew of the Petrel watching pictures sent up from the ROV as it hovers at the stern of the wreck near what appears to be the ship's nameplate.
Well, that's going to be the J. There's the U, N, E. Here's the A. That's it. That is the Juno.
The cruiser was hit by Japanese torpedoes in 1942, killing hundreds of men, including the five Sullivan brothers from Waterloo, Iowa. Juno Assembly has narrowed the choice to two contenders vying to take over the former Cornerstone campus in the Mendenhall Valley. Juno Youth Services vacated the Hurlock Avenue property late last year after leasing it for nearly 50 years. Assembly was unable to decide Monday between Gearing Nursery School, the child care facility, and Alaska Legacy Partners, an assisted living center for seniors. Both are for-profit, and they've indicated they'd buy the property at fair market value. The city had indicated it might lease the property to a nonprofit below market rate. Juno Mayor Ken Couch said during a committee meeting that putting off the decision will allow more time for community input.
Both of them say, I'm going to give you the fair value, and you take those two before the assembly, and we decide whether we want to, what's more important need right now to this community, child care or senior care.
The city-owned property was recently appraised for $350,000. The appraiser factored in the cost of demolishing the 6,400-square-foot building that city staff says is in poor condition. Alaska Aerospace CEO Craig Campbell says the Pacific Spaceport Complex in Kodiak will be launching its first commercial space flight next month. Kodiak Daily Mirror reports that the Coast Guard has notified mariners of the launch, which is scheduled for sometime between April 6th and 13th. Fairbanks Mayor Jim Matherly has defended the city's decision to tear down the Masonic Temple in the wake of its roof collapsing. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Matherly took to social media to explain why the building that had been listed on the National Register of Historic Places had to be demolished. City officials deemed it a safety hazard after a heavy snow load caused a portion of the 112-year-old temple's roof to cave in on Saturday. And in Anchorage, two avalanches have stranded about 10 people at a lodge outside an Alaska State Park. Anchorage television station KTVA reports avalanches Monday morning blocked the road leading to Hatcher Pass. Hatcher Pass Lodge operator Hap Wurlitzer says the lodge has seven guests and is prepared with plenty of food and fuel. 39 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.